Stolen Generation survivors and advocates have delivered a national plan to the federal government, calling on Australian leaders to deliver on past apologies and commit to meaningful change. The report released by the Healing Foundation on National Sorry Day, which is the 26th of May, sets out a 2-year action plan for government agencies to implement outstanding recommendations made in the Bringing Them Home report. Bringing Them Home made 54 recommendations following a national inquiry into the separation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, and 29 years on, 94% of them have not been implemented. CEO of the Healing Foundation, Shanann Dodson, says the action plan is a practical tool for government ministers, department secretaries, and other agencies and organizations to advance healing and justice.
Sadly, what we've seen with not seeing this implementation over 30 years, an entire generation, is that we've seen another generation of trauma being passed down. And some of the things that we see in our communities is a symptom of that trauma. And we really need to address this from a systematic and holistic approach. And that is what the research has shown, is that there hasn't been that approach.